good morning, everybody. So I get off the plane from my vacation last night, Len, and I rush back to my apartment so I can catch some of the exciting Super Bowl, so I can be up to speed on what happened. And I turned this game on, and it was colossally boring. Now, am I wrong about that?
No, you are correct. Your sports analysis, as usual, spot on.
Thank you very much, Michael.
We missed you. You were... He was overseas. You want to say where you were?
I was in Morocco. I was off on the road to Morocco.
That's Marrakesh, unbelievable.
Fez, yeah. Rabat, fabulous places.
Fez.
Great food.
I thought that was just a hat.
You thought that was a little red, little conical hat that
Fez,
you wear.
But it's a city.
It's a city. It's the Islamic capital of North Africa.
I should have looked at the atlas city before we began this conversation.
Because do you even know?
We know all that.
Do you know where Morocco is?
I've been there. I was there for one day. Right. I was in Casablanca for one day, and then the cruise moved on. But that was it.
But in Casablanca, you see the largest mosque in all of Africa, which is gorgeous.
An incredibly huge, beautiful, incredible mosque.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're right, the Super Bowl. Listen, and I thought halftime was just about as boring as the game itself, too.
What is with this Maroon 5 guy? Put your shirt on, for God's sakes. He's got all these tattoos all over the place.
I turned to my wife and said, I hope he doesn't take his pants off. And I looked on Twitter. Everyone else said the same thing.
All I can say is thank God for Gladys Knight. She brings a little class to the place with her national anthem.
Controversial.
Right, because
she said brave and officially, you know, because people time it, you know,
right,
the over-under.
And they bet on it.
Yeah, we had a 145 over-under. Other books had 149, and they were saying that once she said brave, that's the end of the anthem. But she picked it up and said brave a second time, so it became a little bit controversial, and some books paid off on both ways, but we had 145, so it wasn't controversial in our contest. By the way, we had a Super Bowl contest.
Right.
You made all your predictions before you left.
Oh, did I? How did I do?
Well, I thought your pick for Super Bowl MVP of Joe Namath was spot on. We were talking about this year.
Right.
This wasn't 50 years ago.
Well, I don't know that many football players.
Okay, well, you heard of Tom Brady, I think.
Well, he's the guy who was the quarterback last night.
Yeah, he was. He was one of the quarterbacks.
And I have news for you. Six times the Patriots are Super Bowl winners.
They are, and so is Brady. So, we had a contest among the staff of all those key questions, like what was the color of the liquid poured, and who would win the coin toss be heads or tails. So everyone voted, and we'll give the results at 9:25.
Right. That leads off our big three, the Super Bowl Adult game, but the Patriots won for the sixth time, and kudos to Gladys Knight for bringing some class to the joint. Also in the big three, so Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, he is refusing to resign after this yearbook picture was published of a guy in blackface and another guy in a KKK outfit. Now, Northam first said he was one of the people in the picture. Then he says, no, he wasn't in the picture, but he admits to blacking up to play Michael Jackson at some party. Now, the Democrats are piling on this guy. He is a Democrat, by the way. They all want him to resign, but he is not going anywhere for the time being. We will see how long he can hold on. And rounding out the big three, tomorrow is the State of the Union Address. Nancy and the president are now getting along. She's invited him to the House
along
to speak.
Did you hear him? He really ripped her pretty good yesterday in that pre-Super Bowl interview.
I tell you, this is going to be the most divisive and contentious, I think, State of the Union Address ever, because those new radical commies who've been elected to the House of Representatives, they're going to boo him. They're going to throw spitballs at him. They're going to sit on their hands. They're not going to stand up for him. They're not going to acknowledge him as the president of the United States. They're going to be catcalling. It is going to be a free-for-all. It is going to be undignified, because that's what the left is today.
Well, I do think, I agree with some of what you just said. I do think it's going to be just really, you know, normally it is graphic which side stands up. I mean, the Republicans are going to get up constantly, you know, when he's talking about the crisis at the border, and the Democrats are not. But I didn't think they would do, and now I'm thinking to myself, if he starts in with some of those things that people don't believe,
such as
duct taping women, and they're pouring across the border, I think you may get some of those young Democratic whippersnappers yelling out or booing or something. You may.
I could see Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez standing up and leading the fringy, kooky lefties walkout during the president's speech. That's what things have come to, I think. It's going to be interesting.
I don't think that's respectful. I think you have to look. I really don't. I didn't think it was respectful when someone called out liar to Obama, and I don't think it would be respectful if someone calls out liar to the president, even though I think he plays, you know, a little loose with the facts sometimes. But
all right, my betting is there will be a walkout tomorrow night.
Wow.
I think it will say something, and the far lefty fringy people will walk out.
Far lefty fringy people.
Now, where do you stand on Ralph Northam, the governor of Virginia? Should he step down, Len, or... I mean, he says he's not in the picture.
Yeah, but then,
he admits to do the Michael Jackson blackface
thing. Well, then he said this.
It is because my memory of that episode is so vivid that I truly do not believe I am in the picture in my yearbook. You remember these things.
So he's talking about he does remember that he did this Michael Jackson thing and put a little shoe polish on his face. See, when he said that, I said, he's a dead duck.
Well, somebody should eventually be able to tell you who is in that picture. Now, that picture did run on his page in the yearbook.
Right.
It was part of his page, so he's got some connection to it. But the question is, do you destroy a man's career for something stupid he did when he was in high school or college? What's interesting to me is, and this is happening in your party, Len, the Democrats, the young Democrats, they're almost like the guys in the French Revolution who have this purity test. And if you don't pass that test, you must be destroyed. You see, everyone's having to apologize for the past. Pocahontas is out there saying it was stupid of her to take the DNA test. Kamala Harris, she's out there saying I was too tough as a prosecutor back in California. Bernie Sanders has to apologize for the sexual harassment stuff going on in his campaign. These young Democrats, if you are not pure, if you don't play identity politics, they want to destroy you. And this is something that the left always does. They begin with a noble cause. But in the end, if you don't support that noble cause, if you are not as pure as they want you to be, they will send you to the guillotine. And I, as a Republican, am going to sit back and enjoy them feed on each other and destroy each other with the identity politics that is driving the Democratic Party into a socialist, communist nightmare.
Wow. Should I just stand up and walk out
Welcome
now?
Welcome back.
Jeez. Are you done?
How was that, Joe?
Are you done? My God. Were you practicing that on the airplane?
I don't even have to say I agree.
But two things. You asked me what I thought. I have really mixed feelings about a picture showing up from a yearbook from 25 years ago or how many years ago it is, and that affecting everything. Then again, for him to say I wasn't it, then I wasn't in it, but I did do Michael Jackson and blackface. But I do find interesting the point you're making. You're saying Democrats are more outraged than Republicans?
Yeah. Well, no, the Democrats, I'm saying this new, young, hardcore, lefty, really totalitarian. They will not accept any mistake that you made in the past, because they want to wipe out all the old guard. So they will use anything to try to wipe out the old guard so that they can take control and they can take power. And it's their obsession with identity politics that if you did anything in your past that is remotely offensive to anyone, any minority, you must be destroyed. That is the mentality that is slowly infecting the Democratic Party.
Okay, fine. I don't have the answer of whether a guy. What do you think? Do you think he should be ousted because of this picture that showed up?
I think if he's not in the picture, then he shouldn't be ousted. I don't think that your entire career is ruined, that you are executed for something you did stupid, if he did it, when you were in college.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we're all going to be held to that standard, I'm sure we all did things, and we might as well just resign now.
Okay. I mean, you and I have to leave now. Well, did you do it? I didn't do anything that's stupid in college.
No, because I'm not from the South, so thank God.
Well, you're from upstate New York, which is bizarre.
I do have to say, though, back in the 80s, you know, I don't know how old this Northam guy is, but back in the 80s, nobody did blackface. You knew it was offensive even in the 80s.
Yeah, but he said he did it with this. Well, listen to this. What is this all about?
That same year, I did participate in a dance contest in San Antonio, in which I darkened my face as part of a Michael Jackson costume. I look back now and regret that I did not understand the harmful legacy of an action like that.
He's getting ahead of it because probably somebody has a picture of him doing the moonwalk with the blackface on.
I don't know. We'll see what our listeners think later. We'll take some phone calls.
It's interesting. Yeah. All right, don't go away. We've got a big show lined up for you this Monday morning when we come back. A terrible, terrible murder of a pregnant woman in Queens. She yelled before she was stabbed to death, "He's going to kill the baby." We have the sad and terrible details. Plus, your next chance to win $1,000 is coming up at 7:05 on 710 WOR. Now let's get the traffic.
Morning, everyone. It's 6:23. Lots going on. Not only is Michael Riddle back from vacation, you know who's dropping by the studio at 9:40 this morning in person?
Don't tell me it's not worth fighting for.
Oh, I love that song.
Bryan Adams is stopping by at 9:40. Not only a prolific singer and songwriter, he also wrote Pretty Woman.
He's got a big
on Broadway
hit,
now.
Yeah. Big hit Broadway show, Pretty Woman, based on the Julia Roberts movie. And I saw Bryan perform. It was in the fall. I took my girlfriend to see Billy Joel at Madison Square Garden. And Billy often has a surprise guest.
It was Bryan, yeah.
And it was Bryan Adams.
Yeah.
And I'd forgotten how many hits Bryan Adams had when I was growing up in the 80s. I mean, you know, he was on the top of the charts all the time.
So I'm excited to meet him, coming by at 9:40. Also at 8:30, a brand new contest. We're giving away the perfect Valentine's Day night gift. We got tickets to Chicago and dinner on us.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Now, you know what Chicago's about? It's for Valentine's Day. The woman murders her lover.
That's why it's the perfect
That's
Valentine's
what it's about. Well, that's Valentine's Day
gift? We're trying to get our couples to break up, our listeners.
To the woman to shoot the guy?
Well, you never know.
And then her husband take the fall?
Well, whatever. So anyway, we got romantic.
That is a romantic evening.
A romantic evening of Chicago. Then they get to see the old movie Jack the Ripper, which I think it's just Chicago and dinner. What we're going to do is we're going to play a romantic scene from a movie.
Oh.
Any random movie. And if you can guess
the movie,
you call in and you win the tickets to Chicago and dinner.
Oh. Do we have some old movies, classic Hollywood movies?
Some. You'll see. You'll wait.
Well, I want to play this game.
Okay. Well, you're not eligible. Also want to remind you of our brand new talk show beginning tonight right here on 710 WOR. WOR Tonight with Joe Concha and Lise Wheel. Mm. They were both in the studio here while you were on vacation Friday.
Uh-huh.
I think it's going to be a terrific show. Brand new talk show from 6 to 9. Tune in for that tonight.
My only concern is, do you think they're going to overshadow us?
Probably. Well, that's not going to be hard. We'll overshadow some of us, which will not be difficult. Morgan tweeted me at Len Michael WOR, our Twitter handle. Len, can you ask Michael why Democrats are called lefties? I don't think he knows. I think he's dumb, but maybe he can prove me wrong.
Well, because they're on the left. That's why they're called lefties.
No. Why do they go left and right? See? I looked it up.
Well, it's where they sit.
Well, but when? That's the history of it.
Well, when the Congress first came
in? No, actually, it goes back to the French Revolution.
Oh, I see.
The righties and the aristocrats sat on the right. And the
of the National Assembly of France.
So there you go. That's true. So you didn't know. So he's right. You are dumb. Hey, this is
I was close.
You were close. You had the right idea.
Thank you.
But you're left. Oh, no, I'm left. No, I'm confused. Hey,
oh, my God.
What happened in Queens? A terrible story. Just you know, these stories just make you crazy.
35-year-old pregnant woman, Jennifer Irigoyen. She was 5 months pregnant. She was stabbed in the belly, if you can believe that, at her Queens apartment. Police are looking for her boyfriend right now. And as she was being dragged out of the apartment, down some steps, she was screaming, "He's going to kill the baby." That's according to the superintendent of the building. She said, "He's got a knife. He's going to kill the baby." And whoever did this, they're looking for the boyfriend, stabbed her right in her stomach. Terrible, terrible. Beautiful woman. Jennifer Irigoyen, the baby. We don't know if the baby's dead, but
I think so. Yeah,
we think so. Yeah, 5-month-old baby. She also left behind a 12-year-old son too. So, but the father of the son is not suspected. It's
a
boyfriend.
5 months pregnant. That's what you mean. Not a 5-month-old baby. If the baby was
five months pregnant.
And the baby did not survive this.
No,
but good.
Yeah. No, no.
Anyway,
terrible.
This is some people in the building in Queens.
Oh man, that's sick. That is really, really sick.
I think they were screaming at first from the first woman, and then the second one, she like said there was blood, and that's when I called the cops. You know, when you hear someone scream after like some incredibly traumatic incidents, yeah, that's what it was.
And the building superintendent there is Lisa Ramos.
Oh, you would have fallen in love with her because she's such a sweetheart. She was a sweetheart, really, really nice girl.
She was a classically trained pianist who sold luxury homes and also worked as a professional Latin ballroom dancer and a Zumba instructor.
So very multi-talented.
Yeah, stabbed repeatedly in her neck and the left side of her stomach, police said.
It's unbelievable.
And, you know, her little dog was by her side while she was gasping for breath.
This is just an awful, awful story. I think she has a child by a previous
she
marriage.
She does, a 12-year-old son she leaves behind,
Well, this is just awful. Well, they're looking for the boyfriend. They'll find him, and this is just one of those tragedies. Mm. This is in Rego Park.
Terrible story. Happened.
All right, so that's that. Time for the latest news headlines. My buddy for the last week has abandoned me to work in the newsroom. Good morning, Joe Bartlett. What's doing, kid?
I like where I am right now. Thank you.
You don't you like working with me?
You can be a challenge.
5 days you put up with him?
By the way, I came up with names for you guys. I called him Frick, and you're Frack. I said it's like working
I'm Frack.
Oh, you're Frack. You're Frick then, Michael.
You are
it's like working with Frickin' Frack.
You are so clever, Lynn.
I know.
So clever.
Yeah, it's hard.
Frickin' Frack. I never would have come up with that.
Well,
Frickin'
there you go.
Frack.
That's why I did.
It's just so
you should join me over here and you'll see things from the left side.
Just what comes out of your mouth amazes me every morning.
I know.
Hey, we got another story out of Queens here. There was a deadly shooting at the Queens subway station. A gunman and his victim got into a dispute on board a Manhattan-bound 7 train, started fighting. The fight continued as they got off this 90th Street station at Roosevelt Avenue in Jackson Heights. That's when gunshots ran out. There is a cell phone video showing the scuffle. It's pretty brutal. Investigators hoping that the public can identify the man in the surveillance video. A jury in the El Chapo trial in Brooklyn said to begin deliberations today. They heard from more than 50 people in a three-month-long trial. The 61-year-old accused Mexican drug lord facing life in prison if he is convicted. Speaking of prisons, the power back on at the federal prison in Brooklyn, where inmates went a week without heat. Inside the lockup, they dealt with the situation. Family members were outside the Metropolitan Detention Center last night. They'd been there most of the week, calling for action. They celebrated when the lights actually went on. The prisoners had been banging on their windows to call attention to the problem. President Trump teasing a big announcement in his State of the Union address tomorrow night. During an interview with CBS's Face the Nation during the Super Bowl, the president declined to share any details about his upcoming meeting with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un or whether he'll declare a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Well, that'll be it, right? That'll be his big announcement?
I would think so.
He's saving it all. Emergency?
Yeah. Could be, yeah. He says the answers will come in his speech, but he doesn't like the way Nancy Pelosi's negotiating the wall here.
She was very rigid, which I would expect, but I think she is very bad for our country. She knows that you need a barrier. She knows that we need border security. She wanted to win a political point. I happen to think it's very bad politics because basically she wants open borders.
All right, so that was during the Super Bowl interview. Also at the Super Bowl, the Patriots, of course, winning again. Lowest scoring game and by most accounts pretty boring. How about the Rams' Andrew Whitworth? He takes the loss in stride. This is the way you want to lose a game.
I don't give a crap if you have a Hall of Fame bust, if you're, you know, been a Pro Bowler or win 20 Super Bowls. At the end of the day, you're all going to die, and you're all going to have the opportunity to play football or not be playing football. And who you are, how you carry yourself, whether you pout and feel sorry for yourself is the only thing that's going to matter because that's what people are going to remember about you.
There you
really?
Go. Doesn't
They're,
matter.
You're going to die anyway?
You're all going to die.
There's a cheery thought. You're all going to die. It doesn't matter.
That would be a good date night with this guy.
Yeah, right.
Speaking
we all deserve to die.
Speaking of dying, Adam Levine and Maroon 5 died.
Right? God, pathetic. Pathetic.
Anyway, he's responding, by the way, on Twitter. He said, when we accepted the responsibility to perform, I took out my pen and just wrote. And some of the words that came to me in the moment made it way their way into the show. One of them is love. And then, you know, we went on to list these other.
What were those people doing with those lanterns that said love on them?
That's what his word. That's the word, love.
Love.
It's all about love.
Yeah. Ooh, wow. He's as talented as Len with his frickin' frack.
Some good songs, but the show is just okay.
You know what? I'll tell you, I didn't think it was that bad. I mean, it wasn't arousing.
Okay.
Come on, but Gladys Knight comes out. She doesn't need fireworks and drones and explosions behind her to hold the stadium. These guys have a pyrotechnic show going on around them to try to soup up their boring act.
Yeah, I thought the shirt off thing was a little
ridiculous. Just don't take your pants off. I mean, that's what I was saying. Anyway, thanks, Joey. Yep. Appreciate it. Hey, today's the day. The El Chapo case is expected to go to the jury. Now, this is going to be fascinating. Plus, we'll give you a chance to win $1,000. That's coming up at 7:05. here on 710 WOR. iHeart Broadway. Well, it's bringing you the best of Broadway 24/7. The iHeart Radio Broadway Network, driven by Mercedes, the best or nothing. The new station features music from all your favorite Broadway shows. I Hope They Have Aladdin. I saw that yesterday. I was blown away. What a terrific show. Not just for youngsters. It really covers all ages. Plus, the new station features podcasts hosted by our very own Michael Riedel and Light FM's Christine Nagy, the Mercedes-Benz Interview Lounge, and more. Three ways to enjoy the station. You can visit iHeartRadioBroadway.com. You can search Broadway on the iHeartRadio app or stream the Broadway station on all smart speakers and devices. Let's check out traffic now. Here's Bernie Viter.
All right, everybody. Well, after 11 weeks of testimony about his brutal reign as the world's number one drug kingpin, the El Chapo trial goes to jury today, Len. The 12 members of that jury have to decide the fate of our little friend, El Chapo. Now, if I'm on that jury, I know what my decision is. Not guilty, Mr. El Chapo. Nice to meet you. Can I have your autograph? Take it easy. Go back to Mexico. Relax. And we'll see you around.
You can never read juries. Right. But my guess is if they don't come back quickly with a verdict, then there's someone's holding out. It could be a hung jury. Really, I mean,
I don't know. I mean, this guy
all
has
all the testimony. Are you kidding me?
I know, but this guy has had so many people killed. His arm clearly reaches beyond the law. I shudder to think of how many people have been killed down in Mexico who could have been potential witnesses. I mean, this guy was bribing, allegedly, the president of Mexico. I mean, he's got so much money, he can get anything that he wants. I'm sitting on that jury, and I'm going to vote to convict. And then I'm going to go home without police protection for the rest of my life? I don't know. Not guilty.
Do you think he or his peeps got to any of the jurors?
I mean, well, that would
supposedly
be
anonymous, but come on. This is the group that was able to get him out of a prison when they came up through his shower stall. And they got him out of prison. I mean, this group will do anything.
You don't
think that someone got to a juror somewhere?
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, this guy is remarkable what he can pull off, even like little things. Did you notice in one of the days they were on trial, he's not supposed to have any contact with his wife, but one day they both showed up wearing matching burgundy smoking jackets.
Well, how'd that happen?
Well, I mean, how do you think it happened? Somebody somewhere, you know, he was able to communicate with her. When you've got that much money that you know how to spread around, something's going to happen somewhere. That's what I think.
Well, there was some court. Did you hear over the weekend? Maybe you were on a plane, you didn't hear, but they unsealed some court documents over the weekend where he paid $5,000 for the delivery of underage girls who were drugged and raped at various hideouts.
Oh, God.
Some girls as young as 13 years old.
Mm.
I mean, they would order.
Is he charged with doing that? Is that part of the indictment?
I don't know why they would release these court papers. I don't know if the jurors saw them or not, but all of a sudden, these papers getting released.
Hmm.
Let me see what the Times says here. Documents were unsealed Friday. One witness alleged that El Chapo routinely raped young girls, preferring 13-year-olds whom he considered his vitamins.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Now,
Viagra.
One woman he is accused of raping did testify in court.
Hmm.
So this is one bad dude. What is this jury? I mean, come on.
Get this. So the jurors have to decide whether Chapo trafficked more than 150 tons of cocaine, heroin, and other illegal drugs into the United States and Canada while making hundreds of millions of dollars and conspiring to murder as part of a continuing criminal enterprise. Let's see, 50 witnesses, a mountain of cocaine was seized. I wonder what they'll do with that mountain of cocaine when the trial's over with. Firearms experts, I'm curious.
Great.
Firearms experts, the one guy, remember he waved an AK-47 grenade launcher right near the jury box?
Right.
Guy's waving an AKA grenade launcher near me, and I'm in the jury, I'm saying not guilty.
Wow. This is by the way, the Times has a fascinating story. Notable moments from the trial.
Yeah.
What was that? Corruption is worse than you think. Well, I'm sure it isn't.
How
about this one? Traffickers love plastic surgery. There you go. El Chapo was paranoid.
Well, hello.
And that led to his downfall.
Did you see when I was away, I saw a profile in the New York Times of his wife. Did you see that profile?
Yeah.
She seems like a fun gal. Yeah. Not that I'm interested, El Chapo. You know, I'm not that much fun. Not looking to date her. But.
No. Not that much fun. This claim was not heard in court. This whole idea of the drugging. I don't know why. Why would they unseal this testimony? Anyway, this was not heard in court. But I guess they unsealed it and people saw it and it's on the public record.
Now, apparently, I heard reports, though, that El Chapo's defense couldn't muster some, you know, ringing defense of him. In the end, they sort of basically said, well, he's not the big kingpin. It's some other Mexican dude. It's not him. Right. And they really only, their final arguments are only a couple of minutes or something like that. So,
right. Well, the defense team wanted to question cooperating witnesses regarding their cooperation with DEA, and federal prosecutors successfully blocked that. So I guess they didn't want some, you know, people who were getting deals or cooperating then to be testifying because they were getting deals.
Do you remember that video that we found? We put on our website, 710WOR.com/LennonMichael, of a guy chained to a pole.
Yes.
Chained to a pillar in El Chapo's house, and Chapo's wandering around him with a gun. And you just think, boy, that guy's not going to end good for this guy.
It didn't. You're just joking, right? I mean, if you're on this jury, you're saying, hey, not guilty. It's fine.
What? You say guilty for the rest of your life. You are going to be looking over your shoulder. The guy bribed the president of Mexico. You don't think you can find who the jurors were? For the rest of your life, you want to be looking over your shoulder, thinking, when is the El Chapo going to Chapo me?
Well, I don't know. You know, the government promised anonymity to the jurors. I mean, nobody knows.
What are they wearing, you know, like the unknown comic paper bags over their heads sitting there in the jury?
It's not beyond the realm of possibility that with their tentacles that they somehow found out who one of these jurors and got to them somehow and, you know, paid them a bundle and there'll be a holdout. I mean, we'll see. I mean, you would think that with everything that was presented, they would, you know, obviously they go through procedures. Let's say it goes to the jury today. And maybe they spend another day. But if it goes past a day and a half of deliberation, then you have to start to wonder what's really going on here.
Right, exactly. Well, there is a mountain of evidence, but not guilty. I'm on that jury. I'm not voting. I'm sorry. I'm not voting for guilty for El Chapo. I'm just not. I don't want to be tied to a pillar and have some machete take my head off.
Well, I guess people are. Did you see this one? His wife is staying at a ritzy Brooklyn hotel. Mm. And they were shocked to learn that she's staying there.
Well, she's got cash.
Well, I guess she does, but like, how would they not know she's staying there? Anyway.
Let's find out what happens to that mountain of cocaine when the trial's over with.
They blow it up?
Let's get Alice on that scene. Alice Stockton Rossini. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, all right.
All right, when we come back, hey, the New England Patriots, 6-time Super Bowl winners. What did they do right? What did the Rams do wrong? I'm going to ask Len to analyze the game when we get back. Plus, hey, the debut of WOR Tonight with Joe Concha and Lise Wheel starts this evening, 6-9. You don't want to miss it.
Attention union members, you're looking to buy or refinance? Take advantage of an exclusive mortgage program designed for New York's proud union members. Trusted for more than 20 years, Members Mortgage Corp. provides an affordable mortgage loan program to active and retired New York union members, and there's no upfront fees or points. Call 1-833-99-UNION to start saving. 833-99-UNION. That's 833-99-UNION or go to membersmortgagecorp.com.
Registered NY State Mortgage Broker, NMLS number 130175. All loans and rates through third-party providers.
Traffic time with Bernie Viter.
You know, my instant analysis of the game, Michael, because you said during the tease you're going to ask me what happened.
Yeah.
It just looked like to me, you know, it would be easy going into the game to say, well, you have the experience of Brady up against a quarterback who's never been there in Goff, and you have Belichick, the great wizard of a coach, up against the guy McVay who's a young kid. But, you know, I think that's basically what happened.
Mm. I mean, I thought the Patriots won by playing defense.
Well, you know, these were two offensive teams. But in general, see, the bit about the NFL and Super Bowls, there's this old saying that offense is for show, defense is for dough. It's normally the better defensive team, but the teams that got there, the final four teams this year were more offensive-minded, which is unusual for football.
Right.
So you had two good offenses, and what happened? I mean, the Rams didn't score a touchdown. That's only happened once in the history of the Super Bowl.
Really?
You have to go all the way back to Super Bowl 6 or 7 when Miami didn't score a touchdown against Dallas. So
it seemed to be 3-0 forever, and then it was 3-3, and then they got their touchdown.
Well, people have these Super Bowl polls where they have a big chart, and the numbers are assigned randomly.
Mm-hmm.
You put in your money, and you're assigned the team and a number randomly, and whoever got the number 3-0 or 3-3 said, oh, we're not going to win this thing. And whoever had 3-3 made a lot of money. I mean, the final score was,
What was the most exciting Super Bowl game that you ever covered?
Well, it's just hard to beat when the Giants beat the Patriots in Super Bowl 42. Mm-hmm. Patriots were undefeated. They were going to be the first undefeated team that went through a whole long, the Dolphins were undefeated on a shorter schedule.
Right.
They were trying to be 18-0. Or not, they were 18-0, and they were going for 19, or vice versa. Anyway, it's 18 or 19-0, and the Giants won in miracle fashion. Remember the David Tyree catch? He caught the ball against his helmet, and then they touched down past the Plaxico Burress. But I thought 42 was the most exciting. I've seen some pretty good ones, but there was a long period of time when Super Bowls were dull as hell. People have kind of been spoiled because in recent years the Super Bowls have been very good.
Yeah, last year's was kind of exciting with Philadelphia.
Absolutely. They've been pretty good recently. But this one, well, here's all the offense.
Now the Patriots will run their first play in the red zone. The first one for the game on either side from the two. First and goal. Running it for the touchdown. Sony Michel.
That was it, a 2-yard touchdown run. That was it. And as Jim Nance pointed out, neither had gotten close to the other goal line the entire game.
Right.
And so when they finally went up 10-3, it was like a big deal. Then the interception and the field goal. And
there it is. The dynasty continues.
People are spoiled. Like, people watch football for the long bomb and the big play, and he just didn't have those.
Well, they watch it for something called excitement.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah. Well, that's what they find exciting. People don't like. For example, in
little
hockey,
tactical moves.
Well, in hockey people don't love 1-0 games, even though they are pretty dramatic. They don't like low scoring in football.
So does Brady retire?
No.
Does he ride off into the sunset? Is this it for Brady, or does he stick around?
What, are you kidding me? He's Brady is remarkable. I mean, he's 41 years old.
Yeah, but I mean, what's the length of a football player's life?
Usually by 41, you're done.
Right.
But he, I've heard him say he wants to play into his mid 40s, but. This was Tom Brady's a remarkable individual.
I mean, we've been this far and lost, which is really tough. And, I think we had a lot of resolve the last couple weeks. And I wish we'd have played a little better on offense, but, we won. I can't believe it. It's, Super Bowl champs.
It's amazing. One guy has never, he's won more Super Bowls than anybody ever has as an individual.
His wife, Giselle Buchenwalder, she looked happy.
Well, she should be.
Yeah.
Why not? But I thought the highlight of the entertainment, as we have talked about, was the national anthem. That's Gladys Knight. That was
brought a little class to it, unlike Maroon 5 tattoos.
Well, there's nothing wrong with tattoos. I just thought I wouldn't want my kids to have them. But there's
do you have a tattoo?
I do not.
No.
Do you? Bartlett, you should see. He has Guinness on his left elbow.
Len's got Sergeant Bilko on his arm.
He's got the golf clubs on his tush. No, Maroon. It was just average, Girls like you love finding it. Me boring. And I have to be honest with you, and it's not because of my age. I mean, do people really? We should ask Anthony this, our associate producer. Do people really know Travis Scott and Big Boy? Natalie, you're our music expert.
Oh, my daughter knew.
She knew who these people
were? Oh, absolutely. Well, Travis Scott has a child with Kylie Jenner.
Well, there you go.
Wow. So.
Everybody knows that.
Oh, they thought he might propose to her?
Exactly.
There's
a rumor that they are having baby number two.
Well, Travis Scott, here you go. All right, there you go. And you want to hear some Big Boy?
All right, there you go. That's great.
That's fun. Yeah.
Boy, those guys are boring.
From Maroon 5.
Yeah, there you go. That's not a bad song, though.
And they have good songs. And Adam Levine's a colorful individual. But it just in general, it didn't do it to me. Hey, coming up, I am in complete agreement with the president.
Huh?
I am.
Over what?
I'm going to explain coming up next. Plus, stick around. You have another chance to win $1,000 right after the news with Joe Bartlett. It is 7 o'clock.